So I'd like you to do what we've been doing all day and what is part of all birth giving, and that's to breathe. Everybody remember about breathing. Let's start to center ourselves and take a big breath in. And if you need to stretch while you're doing that, go ahead. So that whatever is going to help you recenter yourself. And while we're doing this initial breathing, maybe Sue can just play a little bit underneath us as we go. Breathing in and breathing out. And breathing in and breathing out. And as you begin to find your center again, allow your image of God to become present in your centering. Keep breathing in and out. I would like us to imagine, everyone in this room, that we happen to be one of the people for whom a small group would be a supportive experience. And I'd invite you to take yourself on a journey from today, from this place, to another place, and the time is someday in January. You have made the decision to be part of a group, or at least to explore group possibilities. And this is your first meeting. When you arrive, what do you see? Where are you? Who else is there? What are the sounds that you hear? What is it that's happening? And what are you feeling? What is it that you hope for on this, the day of your first group meeting? And what is it that you find yourself being concerned about? Make a note of all that you have taken in and move yourself forward in time again. This time, it is April, several months later. You have been meeting for a while now with your group. What is it like now? has been happening in your time together? What changes are you observing in this April as you look back on the journey since May? As you think to the possible gathering in the coming month, in May 95, what growth have you seen in yourself? Where are the places that you still want to be stretched? And now, keeping yourself in that centered stillness that you are in now, come back to this time and this space. And while staying centered, find the lavender sheet that is in your folder. Looks like this. It's titled Small Group Formation.
I shall not be moved. I'm sure as we have gone throughout the day, I know at our table, we found many ideas in the process of reimagining Jesus, Christ, and us. Many ideas, thoughts, and feelings that we wanted to hold and hang on to. And we also discovered there were many ideas, thoughts, and feelings about Jesus, Christ, and us that no longer served us or nurtured us, and we wanted to let go of some things. Over both of those, what we want to hold and what we want to let go of, we need to pray. We pray to release, and we pray to hold. And in the process of praying to release, we use a traditional prayer, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, the old crying out for mercy, that we may shed it and be rid of it. Not as easily done as sung. So I would invite you to stand. Pat. And we will also, in the process of the singing, name what we wish to release and what we wish to hold. And I'll give you the direction. Because in naming and saying aloud, there is tremendous power. Play so, Your table and say aloud that from which you wish to be released. And you need not whisper it. You may shout it, proclaim it. Now let us gather all that we wish to hold and claim.
What you hold, may you always hold. What you do, may you always do.
Let us name that which we wish to hold. Let it fill this room.
Thank you.
Before we leave, it's very appropriate for us to take a moment to give peace to one another. Peace, not comfort and ease, but peace that is challenge, encouragement, support, energy, and strength to continue the task of reimagining and reconciling and making peace. And so we will give peace to one another around our tables.
Shalom, 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 shalom.
Turn to those around your table.
Shalom, 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 shalom.
Turn in toward your table and give shalom to your whole table. Outward and give shalom to our world. Our journey in song and dance and embodiment, and you really don't need these books except leave them on your table, so as we move around, wherever you land, you can look at the words, the covenant hymn, and we'll do what we started with this morning, our embodiment in song. Whoops! We did the wrong thing. Thank you.
Bless.
Bless now, God, the journey that all your people make. Beside still waters, the road where faith is found.
Step together.
Up, down, up, and down. Just around.
Sojourners and pilgrims, who share this winding way, whose open to the jealous, whose love sustains the day, the infinite freedom, while often we are bound. Together we are seeking the road where faith is found.
We go away knowing that we will find our way by continuing to walk and reimagine, and we will never be walking that reimagining alone. Amen. Amen. Yeah.